Welcome to Somos Visionaries podcast. My name is Rocio. I'm a Mexican immigrant who is a self-taught graphic designer and creative strategist with a passion for tecnología, the arts, and Jesus.
And my name is Belén Saavedra. Soy una inmigrante ecuatoriana. I'm a mindset and empowerment coach with the love of all things involving self-mastery, spirituality, and holistic wellness.
Our mission is to promote empowerment for Latinas who feel stuck and want to elevate their lives. We host authentic conversations with brave Latinas who are choosing cambio over comfort.
If you're looking to up-level your life, find a community, start your own business, love yourselves unconditionally, and listen to stories of actual successful Latinas and how they've achieved their wildest dreams, then you've come to the right lugar.
Regardless of where you find yourself in life, this podcast inspires you to look at the non-traditional ways of finding and pursuing your propósito by pushing through all the social, cultural, and generational norms that hold you back.
Leave it to us to show you that despite all of the limiting beliefs that Latinas may face, sí se puede. Thank you so much for pushing play. Now let's begin. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'm doing. How are you?
We are so good. Thank you so much, Lydia, for being present with us today on our podcast. We're so excited to get to know you a little bit further, and so our audience can get to know who you are. So I'll let Belén read your bio and give your intro.
Yeah, so as Rocio said, we're so excited to have Lydia on our podcast. So Lydia, she's a compassionate, authentic, and empathetic leader with over 5 years of experience in operations and customer service. She's a branch manager at Morales Group Incorporated and a leadership and transformational coach. So the relationship between Lydia and her clients is a co-partnership. They work together to explore what is getting in the way in areas ranging from career and leadership to relationships and life transitions. Her unique approach to potential possibilities and opportunities supports her clients in experiencing a once and for all shift. Lydia holds a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Indiana University. She is a member of Circle City Fellowship, a nonprofit organization that focuses on raising a generation of missional leaders for the flourishing of Indianapolis. Lydia is also a member of the Indiana Coaching Federation and is fluent in Spanish. Impressive.
Real, that is amazing. Lydia, so go ahead and just tell us like your background, you know, your backstory and your ethnicity.
Sure. So first of all, thank you both so much for reaching out and having me here today. I'm super excited to connect with you and also the community. So I am 27 years old. I am from Oaxaca, Mexico, was brought to the United States at the age of 3. So I was a DACA recipient, and now I'm on my pathway to getting my green card. So super excited that soon I'll be able to go back to my country. And sorry, what was your other question that you asked?
So that's your background, your backstory. And then you did say your ethnicity. So awesome. Mexicana.
Yeah, Mexicana.
So how did you start your business? Like, tell us your company's name and why did you start your business?
Yeah. So as Belén mentioned, I'm currently working at Morales Group as a branch manager, but I also am the founder of Break Free Coaching. So I actually started my business, I would say, about a year ago. And how it kind of came together is I was part of an organization for young Latinos here in Indianapolis called AXIS. And so through that organization, we had one of our public speakers who was a coach that came in and talked to us, and she presented an opportunity for us to get a life coach. And of course, I've always been passionate about development. So I was like, yes, I want in. It's free. Give me the coach so she can tell me how to run my life. And honestly, it was just a really great experience. I was working with the coach, I think it was for 6 months or 3 to 6 months. And that was the first time that I feel as in I could be my full self and just bring all of me to the table. And there was not a right or wrong answer. And so that was a really good experience for me. I gained a lot from that. And so for those of you who are very aware, there's a fine line between coaching and therapy. And so I've had been to therapy before because, of course, I want to become the best version of myself. But with therapy, we always focused on like the past, right? And like, why am I here today? And so, well, that's great to know. But like right now, I also need tools to know, like, what do I need to be a better person tomorrow? And so that's kind of like what coaching brought to me. It was more of a goal setting environment. And okay, we know this happened, but what are we going to do today to be a better person and move forward? And what tools do I need? So that's how I got into, you know, the life coaching. And so through her, I learned about an opportunity about coaching program called Accomplishment Coaching. And so I started that in June of 2021 and graduated this year. And that's how kind of I started my coaching business, because of course we had to do hours and all of those good things to get certified. And so that's kind of how I'm here today.
That's great. It's interesting how like one thing in your life can just lead to another, and it can help you find your passion and who you really are. It's crazy how that life journey works that way. So tell us a little bit more about your coaching, the purpose, your purpose with your, and your mission with your company. And what does coaching do for people? Your coaching specifically.
Yeah. So my coaching that I am starting, so I'm very passionate about, you know, helping Latinos. I feel like, example me, I'm the first one who graduated from college, right? And so unfortunately, I don't have my family to lean on so that they can educate me or provide me with, hey, this is what you do. This is the next step. And, you know, this is how you build your network, situations like that. So I was at a point in my career where I feel like we get into these roles for our jobs, right? And a lot of times because we don't have that, maybe you don't have a mentor or you don't have that parent telling you, hey, this is the minimum rate that you have to accept because this is what your job duties consist of. Like, you don't have anyone to give you this information. And what ends up happening is we end up accepting positions that are paying us less than what we deserve because we don't know any better. Or we've already reached at a point in our life and we want to go on to the next step, but we don't have the tools to do that. Maybe because, you know, we don't have the support, the accountability, someone who can pour into us. And so as a coach, I want to work with people, I would say mid-20s to mid-30s. I feel like that's like a gap where we kind of already know what we want, but we feel stuck on like, what do we have to do to get to the other side of what we want? And so my mission is to work with individuals and, you know, help them become more aware of themselves, more true to themselves, and just really ask questions that it's going to bring more curiosity and awareness and help them bridge that gap from where they are to where they want to be.
I really love this because It's like, especially our community, and not just our community, many people, we sometimes are stuck in these cycles, right? We just do what we were told to do. And it takes that one person to interrupt, be like that interrupter to help you think about things a different way. And that definitely can elevate your life, because when you're stuck in this same thought patterns, the same paradigm, you do things the same way.
Exactly.
And it takes a person like a coach to help shift that, create that shift. So I think that that's beautiful.
And I think that's also important too, you know, like you said, in being Latina, like I think, and you being first gen, like it's difficult to find that mentorship, that help, that, like you said, people settle. Like I know I settled a lot.
Oh yeah. Like
it's like, if I would have had a guide or someone that, or a coach, you know, no, you don't need, you can do this, you can do that. So I think that's awesome. Do you primarily help women, or is it going to be women and men, or?
So I definitely do feel like I have a, you know, a soft spot for women. I'm a Latina. And so I do feel that a lot of times, just because of being in the workplace or anywhere, like we've already seen, you know, that men are paid more than women for the same position. So I'm passionate about helping women, but I feel like my coaching will also be a man can benefit from that, because I'm not only focusing on the leadership aspect of our lives, but I'm also incorporating self-care. Like, I am a huge believer that if we don't take care of our well-being, no matter how successful you are, honestly, you're still going to struggle with the same things. Like, I remember I was like, when I graduate college, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to have this dream job. And then I got this job that I wanted, right? And then I'm like, when I make it to the next level. And when I, so it's just like this destination syndrome of like, when we are here, all along, I achieved all these things, but I still wasn't genuinely connected to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like genuinely taking care of my well-being, of my mental health, setting boundaries, just a lot of things, right? And so I feel like a lot of times in our culture, the man also carries a lot of weight because they have to be the house, the man of the house, they have to provide. And so I think that they can also take a lot of coaching because my coaching will incorporate well-being, which is important for everyone, not just women or men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so incredible that you mentioned this because I feel like, yeah, especially in our culture and a lot of in so many relationships, right? It's like people really believe that the way to live is to accomplish and to do these things, to be doing and accomplishing and achieving. And what you see is when people do this and that's all their focus, like you just said, their self-being, their self is just destroyed. That's why you see a lot of like high achievers and successful people not happily. They're not mentally there. And like actors, you see them committing suicide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that's that paradigm shift is understanding that your self-care, your self-worth and your being is number one in order for you to be actually at peace or happier, reach that point in your mind. That's huge. And that's something it's new. It's a new idea that's starting to be discovered in I would say the last 5 years, if that, right? And so that's like really important too, that I really like that you are bringing that thought to the community, to women, right? That's because that will lead. And a lot of people I know are like, they believe that that's selfish and stuff, but actually it's self-care isn't selfish. Self-care is actual love, because when you are self-caring for yourself, everyone else reaps that benefit and you can be successful in your relationships when you're at well. So I think that's beautiful that you're sharing that and
mm-hmm.
being part of that paradigm shift. It's amazing.
I totally agree.
Yeah. And what kind of came to mind is something that I always hear is just like, you know, how they always say, when you're in an airplane and something happens, always make sure that you put on your oxygen first so that then you can take care of others. And that's just really how it is. Like if, you know, I don't have children, but like, I'm sure that if you guys were to get sick and just not really take some time off to rest and feel better, your kids are going to be feeling that and they're going to see like you're not okay. And so it's going to be, I almost like different things just lay on top of each other. And then at some point your body can't take it anymore and you shut down. And then that's why we experience anxiety and depression, because we just let everything accumulate and we don't address the little things that we think are not important, but they actually are.
The little things make the big things.
Yeah.
They really do. So with that, you know, have you encountered any challenges while creating your business? And if so, how did you overcome them?
Yeah. So the first challenge that I experienced was within, I think, the coaching program, because it kind of all goes together. And so like this coaching program, like, you know, how we go to school and there's like a syllabus and you're like, okay, you need to get this done by this date. This coaching program was like, okay, you have this to do this, but they didn't give you a deadline, no accountability, no almost like repercussion of not doing things like, oh, you don't get this done in school and you get, you know, you'll fail the class. And so like for the first time in my life, I'm very structured and you tell me what I got to do. You give me a deadline and it's going to get done. Right. And so for the first thing in my life, like I was just told, hey, you need to do this, but there's no accountability behind it. And I didn't know what to do with myself because I was like, that's not okay. So like my mindset was always like a right or wrong mindset, because honestly, that is the way the society makes us feel. Like if you do this, you're a bad person. If you do this, you're a good person. And so the first challenge that I encounter is that in coaching, there is no right or wrong. We are fully the way that we are. Like we don't need to change anything about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so just accepting that was huge for me, because I'm like, what do you mean that I can be mad and that's not a bad thing? Because, you know, as a Latina growing up, if you showed any type of emotion when your mom said something to you and maybe you smirked at her or you, I don't know, that was bad, right? Like you were, eras una niña que no respetabas. And so just really trying to like shift my mindset about there's no right or wrong, Lydia. So just leave that and do your coaching without feeling like you're not good enough to do it, without feeling like you're doing it bad. Because maybe even one question, maybe like my entire coaching session went wrong, but maybe I asked one question that really made this person aware and brought some new insight to them. So that was the first thing I would say, just really trying to believe in myself and understanding that I was worthy enough to be a coach, and that just because I had my things that I'm dealing with does not mean that I can't be a work in progress and still try to reach my goals. So I would say that's the first thing. And the second thing was when they told me how much, what the minimum that a coach should charge, I was like, there's no way I'm going to charge people that, like, that's a lot. And then they were like, but listen, like, and so I really struggled because I'm like, I'm doing this because I want to give back to my community. But in reality, coaching to our community is not a need. Right? Because we're, most of us live on survival mode. We're all immigrants. We come to the United States with nothing. And so our mindset is survival mode. And so like, this is not a need. So I'm like, how can I tap into my community and still make this financially accessible for them? And so really understanding that, yes, that's important. But right now, because I'm just starting my business, I can't lowball myself. And I need to charge my fee because that is how I'm going to grow. When I do grow, that is how I'm going to be giving back to my community. And so understanding that, like, wow, there's people out here that, you know, will pay my fee because it's a priority for them. But then I can also still take some pro bono clients and give back in that way. And so just even trying to wrap my mind around like what my financial goal was. Like, I remember I went in there and they asked us, like, how much money do you want to make in a year? And I threw out a number and everybody else was throwing like huge numbers. And I was like, what the heck? Like that wasn't normal to me. Yeah. So just really understanding that there's so many possibilities and there's enough for everybody. And there are different ways that I can approach this to where I'm still giving back to my community, still pouring into my community, but also allowing myself to see my value so that I can also take care of myself financially.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to touch base on like the money mindset part. So do you think that that money mindset, when you heard that number of how much you should charge, do you think that was because of how you were raised, like as a Latina, and how, like you said, like scarcity mindset, all of that? Is that why that number seems so big? Because I can also attest to like when I wanted to charge my fees and I was working with my mindset coach and she was like, I created this amazing package. And then I think my package was like $1,600, right? And she was like, girl, you should be charging like $5,000 for that. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way someone would, you know what I mean? But that mindset was like, okay, well, how did I grow up and how did I look at and view money and all that? So how was money like viewed for you growing up?
I think that's huge. That's actually one of the topics that we covered in the coaching program. And I was like, whoa, because it asked you a lot of like questions about just money, right? And I was like, my mom, with a minimum job, she was able to pay her rent, pay the bills, still give me the things that I wanted, but because she saved, right? And that was her story. That's not my story, because fortunately, I went to college, I have a good stable job. And so like allowing myself to say, hey, Lydia, you worked hard for this, and this is something that's going to be good for you. This is something that's going to benefit you. So after that class, I've always wanted to have a massage membership and I always wanted to have a yoga membership, but I was like, there's no way I'm paying for that fee. And so after that class, I was like, you know what? I work so hard that is one of the ways that I like to take care of myself. And it's an investment in myself. It's not, honestly, it's not a nice purse that I'm buying or a nice shirt that I'm only going to wear a couple times. Like, this is literally making my body, my mind feel better. And so now I try to see, okay, is this an investment to myself? Is this going to make me a better person? And if it is, I mean, I still put a limit to it, but I'm not as, I would say, like before, where I'm like, there's no way. Like, that's just not even doable. And they also really talk to us about like, you can do whatever you put your mind to. If you don't have the money, there's other ways, other things that you can do, because the coaching program was not cheap. Mm-hmm. And so when I started, I was like, how am I going to pay for this? And they were like, well, if you start coaching and charging, you're going to be able to pay for your monthly fees. And so like, when there's, what's the saying? Like, when there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
And so that definitely came through. But yes, it definitely came from the way that I was raised, coming from a single mother who was a very hardworking woman. And to this day, she does not use any credit cards. She pays cash only. So just to tell you.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I love that you yourself, it's like you went through these limiting beliefs and understood the programming behind it. But in overcoming those limiting beliefs, you actually live the expansion that you were the example of expansion that comes from that. So in theory, you learn these things, but you actually expanded yourself and reached new levels because of doing these shifts. Mm-hmm. So that's incredible that you're an example itself of what can happen when you actually dismantle those limiting beliefs and, you know, overcome them. And I love what you were talking about earlier about like self-discovery, accepting all parts of yourself and being a less of a black and white thinker. The one thing that kind of shifted for me was my whole life, I thought life was like a transformation from like, say, being an onion to now I'm going to be a different person and I'm going to be an apple. I'm going to be a good, I'm going to be better. And what shifted for me was looking at that onion as not becoming an apple, but just peeling the layers of the onion to find the core. And that's all we need to do is discover ourselves, not transform or try to be different, but discover who we really are. And when we understand ourselves, we understand that maybe like the negative patterns, maybe people we've hurt, it's just a response to not really knowing ourselves and not understanding our traumas. And that was like a game changer for me. I was like, oh my God, I can actually accept all parts of myself. So I love that that was something you learned as well. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. That was definitely beautiful.
And you mentioned that, Belen, because we, you know, it's like you said, going back to who we truly are before the world came in and molded us until maybe who I am today. Right. And so like, I always think about it as like, this is our core, but then these are all the fears and the things that we're scared of and everything else in society and all these things. And so like we put this shield on because we want to be good enough for society. We want to be good enough for our parents. We want to be good enough for the culture. And just like you said, really peeling back and remembering who was I as a child when there was no wrong or right answer, or who was I when a child when I was just free and I didn't really care. And so I think for me, that's the journey now of like getting back to old Lydia before, you know, I started to understand the good and the wrong. Getting back to Lydia who, you know, I wanted to just, I remember like I would wear different colors in my hair and put beads and all these things. And now like working in corporate America, if you do that, you're going to be looked at weird. You're going to be looked at like you're not professional. And so then what happens? We don't do that anymore. So I think that that's really important, Belen, of like peeling the onion and getting back to who you are at the core.
Mm-hmm.
That's so beautiful. I love that. So what advice could you give someone that maybe is into self-development and they've decided, oh my God, I want to help others. I want to become a coach, a mentor. I want to help other Latinas, other women. What advice would you give them?
Yeah. I think the first advice that I would honestly give them is to find a group of like-minded people that can, one, hold you accountable. Because one thing that I learned through this process was that, yes, right, we have friends. And we are friends with them because we have things in common, obviously, you know, or because of the length of time or the relationship that we've built. But a lot of times as friends, we want to be nice to each other. We don't want to be bold and transparent and say, hey, you're doing this thing that you said you weren't going to do anymore. And I'm only telling you what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not what you want to hear. So I would say surrounding yourself with people that are going to be true, honest, and also you shifting your mindset to not taking it personal and seeing it as this is a way that they're trying to help you and hold you accountable for what you said you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge for me So surrounding yourself like like-minded people who are going to hold you accountable, who are going to also support you and, you know, push you to keep going. And yeah, there's days we're not going to feel well. There's days when we don't want to do anything, but snap out of it and realize that, hey, I said I wanted this. So I would say that's one thing that I would definitely say, find a support group. And then two, start networking with people that are already in that profession, because I network with my coach in a sense. I build a relationship with her. She told me about this program, right? And that's how I did the program. And I mean, I networked, me and Belen met before in person, and we talked about like the things that we liked. And now I'm here on the show. And then I met Rocio, and now I go to her church. So it's like, you find all these people and you don't know what they have access to. And it's not in a selfish way, because I always think it has to be a win-win situation. Like, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room, so I'm going to go ahead and try to network with other people who are going to elevate me to their level. So I would say, yeah, just finding people in the network that maybe do that career that can give you access to other things that maybe you're not aware of. I think those would be the two biggest things as like your first step.
I freaking love this, because I love everything, but I know this is particular because I know one of the things that we've dealt with in the Latina community and women in general is the sister wound. And I don't know if you guys know what the sister wound is, but it's that wound that was created in us by the patriarchy, by society, by so many things, where we feel like achievements, dreams, they're limited, and we have to fight each other to get there. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because the best ways to actually get to elevate yourself and get to a place is by networking, is by collaborating together. And that's something that Rocio and I always talk about, because we do that very well with us and between me and her. And it's crazy how much more we can accomplish when we find that group of people and we look for mentorship. We mentor, we look for mentorship, and we collaborate. Mm-hmm. And we think about this as, okay, we're going to reach our dreams in a joint effort. And I think that's something that is really needed within our community. Huge. Because that's not an idea that's even there for the most part. It's more like, okay, I'm going to be the supervisor. I have to step on your toes. Like, I have to claw my way to the top. You achieve this and you made money. Well, I feel envious because I don't think I can do that. Right? Because there's this pie in the sky and everybody has to fight for a piece, and it's not unlimited. And so bringing to the awareness that everything is actually completely unlimited, and we all have access to that. And we work together, we form sisterhood and we form bonds and we relationships, and it's just, we can get so far by learning that. So that's huge.
Yeah. I agree. Networking too is just amazing. Like you said, it opens so many doors and just builds relationships with people that, when you're willing to get outside of your comfort zone and build those relationships and network and be open-minded and accept constructive criticism or whatever, like, it just helps you grow so much. And
yeah, because when you learn from other people, you start understanding other points of view, right? Other perspectives, and your peripheral, your vision gets widened up, you know. It's really cool.
Yeah. So we're getting to the end, but we're super excited to hear about the freebie that you brought for us today and how, you know, you can help another Latina on their journey. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I actually had one freebie in mind, which is the Project Design freebie. So it's pretty much like just a step-by-step of this measurable goal that you have, especially going into the new year. I think it's good for us to start thinking about, like, what do I want to achieve this new year, right? But this freebie really allows you to see, okay, this is what I want, very specific goal so that it is achievable. And it breaks it down to, like, these are the resources that I have, and these are ways that I'm going to be rewarding myself for these small goals that go under your main goal. And so I would love to, anybody who is interested in this freebie, reach out to me. I will have my contact information. I will give it to Rocio and Belen so they can share that with you, so that I can walk you through this and you can really understand and ask any questions, you know, so that you could get the best out of this freebie. Yeah. So the second freebie is going to be kind of a consultation. It's probably about an hour, more of a discovery call. It's for a exercise that's called the Essence Conversation. And so I think that this is a good freebie because, again, going into the new year, if you want to connect more to yourself and kind of what we talked about, peel the layer of the onion and get to your core, this conversation is me asking you questions and also you going back to those, your loved ones, and asking them, hey, you know, what shows up when I walk in a room? What do you see in me? And really from that, molding five words that describe you to your core. And so, like, for example, mine are electric, love, pioneer, play, and unity. And so, like, sometimes when I'm put in difficult situations, I can just use those five words to remind myself, like, hey, I belong here. I deserve to be here. I am going to show up today with love, or today I'm going to be electric. And so that's what the freebie consists of. So if you want to find out, you know, what your five essence words are, like, I'm more than happy to do that discovery call with you and start off the new year in a great way.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. That's awesome. Thank you so much. So thank you so much for just, you know, being present today on the podcast. And we appreciate all of the knowledge you were willing to share and your journey, your story, and of course the freebies, but most importantly, just having you help another Latina. And it's just so empowering that, you know, we can build a community of women that feel empowered and all that. So
such a powerful call. I feel like I was rewiring my own brain, like Rocio and I were saying, we were like rewiring our own brains during this call. It was just awesome. So pumped. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you on this call. And yeah, hopefully we can connect again.
Yes, of course. Anytime. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you. Gracias por estar aquí, and thank you so much for listening. If you're Latina and you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, please send us an email at somos.visionaries@gmail.com.
Stay tuned for our next episode, and if you haven't followed us on Instagram, you can find us at somos.visionaries. Hasta pronto, chicas.